The two of you are here together because you had a joint experience not too long ago.
About a year, over a year ago,
Over a year
summer
ago.
2015.
Yeah. However you want to do this, just go ahead and share the story.
Well, basically, it was a block party. You know, just young folks and old folks out there just enjoying ourselves. Next thing we know, I think some of the boys, some of the younger black guys, you know, I guess they were drinking, but they were just around the corner drinking. I don't know exactly what happened, but I think around the corner there are some young white folks, and I think they were drinking. And I think one word led to a next.
So not on not necessarily associated with your block party.
Not at all. I don't think it had nothing to do with it. You know, they just happened to be out there doing the same thing, or they might have tried to enjoy. You know, it was a festive day. I don't know what
Like a
led to
Saturday.
it.
Yeah, I think so.
Not sure what led to it. Next thing we know, we see all off young folks walking around. I don't think no fighting was involved. You know, it was a lot of face to face. That's all I can remember. I went around and tried to get in between the parties.
Oh, okay, so there's like a conflict brewing.
It was a conflict brewing. So as far as I know, no fists were thrown. It was a conflict brewing. But then by the time the cops came up, instead of pushing the parties aside and trying to find out, well, what's going on, they just automatically assumed that our young folks had started something, and they didn't, you know? And I know they didn't. You know, and then the way he came at him and my wife and all that, you know, like they're gonna whip somebody's ass and you don't even know what's going on. You need to go around there and talk to them. And that's where my negativity came in with that. You know.
The party around the corner, the predominantly white party around the corner.
Why come at our neck? You know, that's where you need to be. And they wasn't having it. You know, and then he came in because I think they was getting ready. He was getting mad because of the way they were treating everybody. It was wrong. It was wrong. All right. So, and that's what I saw. Okay.
So you're the he.
Yeah, I was pretty heated that night.
Absolutely.
But it's funny because I didn't even know that part of the story until just now. I didn't know that there was a conflict around the corner.
Yeah, that's what started. And I don't know who called the actual police. I'm assuming they did. I don't know. We never knew. Nothing was ever said. Did they lock anybody up?
No, I was just across the street and I asked, and nobody was locked up. No one was like hit or anything.
You know, and I hate to say it, sometimes, and I know the N-word was thrown around. I think that's what probably set that off.
Oh,
You know,
at the
and
party,
at the
the
party, yeah,
conflict
when they went
really.
around, you know, and I think that's what set our young
Really?
fellas off. You know, and I know that's what it
So
was.
there's alcohol on both sides of this conflict. There's a party around the corner from the block party.
Directly around the corner on the little side street.
White people, using the N-word.
And I'm surprised it didn't go into something big. I really am. You know, my nephews and them young boys really held their cool. They really did.
How many people were involved in the conflict? And how many people were just part of the party? Just having a good time.
I don't know. It could be 40, 50 people. My family, Ardella's family, he might have some friends out there. It was just a whole block. It was anybody. You know? And it wasn't a wider block thing. It was a block party. If you want to come out, participate, you can come out.
Yeah, so it's not just people on your block.
Exactly. You know, so I'm going to say probably at least 40 or 50 people.
Okay.
And this is a pretty
Easy.
diverse,
Oh, yeah.
block that we live on, and you know, people are neighborly and talk to each other.
And you're on a pretty busy street, but like you've got sometimes like some of the places I've lived, it's hard to connect to people across like the two lanes because they're so busy. But you guys have like a pretty strong connection as a block, both sides of the street.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we do. You had to realize that on this block, there's a lot of people who've been here for a while. I mean, they've been here, it got almost 7, 8 years at least, you know.
Yeah.
I've been on this block 50 years.
Okay.
Adela probably came with the block across the street. You know, Dave and Nancy's been here, you know. And we've been fortunate to have good neighbors who don't mind speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they not standoffish, you know. Okay. You ain't in everybody's house every day.
Yeah.
But you say, hi, how you doing? You know, so we've been fortunate with that.
Yeah.
So in answer to your question, yes. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good like that.
Although it is interesting, my fiance owns this house, and she's been here about 7 years. Okay. I've only been here for 3 years.
Okay.
And just in the 3 years that I've been here, I've really seen the neighborhood transform as far as, you know,
absolutely.
The family. Like, I mean, it used to be a mostly black neighborhood, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And now you look around, and it's a mostly white neighborhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. when you look past this mm-hmm. one street, this mm-hmm. one block that we're yeah. on, right? And so I wonder, like, it just makes me wonder, like, this conflict that happened around the corner,
mm.
like the dynamics of, like, you know, were these like folks, new folks that,
definitely, you know, yeah, definitely.
And
and you can tell because sometimes they would come around the block and Ardell always sitting outside, you know, type of folk, they won't even speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, for whatever reason, you know, you just don't speak. And knowing Ardell, she might have said something to him, you know, after a while, but not, this was before then. And then probably getting away from, sometimes we you have a problem, you come into a neighborhood, whether it's black or white, and mm-hmm. you don't want to speak, you know, for whatever reason, you know, and that causes tension.
Yeah.
Especially if you white and you black.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Right.
So,
right.
Well, why couldn't you ain't speaking to me? I ain't did nothing to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a, like, that is one of the things I learned pretty early on, and I was fortunate to move into an all black neighborhood. I've actually found that rule to be more true in African American neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Like, you speak to your neighbors, and yeah. it's not like you don't stop everything you're doing, but you say how are Hello. You doing to the other people.
No conversation.
And that is pretty cultural. Mm-hmm. Like, that's actually not universal. So new people moving in who, like, mm-hmm. may not be from the city,
mm-hmm.
like. That is a cultural expectation.
Mm.
I think it's a fabulous one. I'm all for it, but yeah, like,
you know, and that causes a little bit of,
yeah,
not much, but it pisses me off
mm-hmm.
as one. You know, I don't care who you are. You know,
yeah,
if I'm speaking and I'm gonna keep speaking to you, sooner or later you're gonna hear me respond for you.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Whether or not it's racially motivated.
Right, or just pure ignorance.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know? But again, back to that was, and I had to bring this up, when the cops got involved, and I hate to say this, a lot of the white cops were kind of cool. I mean, they weren't belligerent or nothing like that.
Cool like cold?
Not cool, like...
Or cool-headed.
Cool-headed. But they had this one elder black officer who was just like, what the hell is you doing, man? You know, he's up in my wife, well, trying to get in my wife's face, you know, and I wasn't going to have that. Him, you know, instead of you trying to quell the situation, you know, and it should be handled differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a police officer, you don't automatically come in and assume because of the color of a person's skin they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, cool heads prevail. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Let's sit down. Let's see what's going on. You know, not just push all your black people out. I'm gonna get out the way. You know, we live here. We live on this block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's all I can say. I'm rambling, but